Tennis Club says that more children have joined since Andy Murray's Olympic gold and US Open win. Well, BBC Radio Derby's Pamela Gupta went along.
As Murray serves, forehand return from Djokovic, it's out! And Andy Murray has won the title! He has won his first Grand Slam! He's beaten Novak Djokovic.
As Andy Murray made history last week, wannabe Murrays watched, like young players at Church Broughton Tennis Club.
Go on, guys, bring your rackets and balls around, please.
Here's my racket.
Oh, I'd like to be as good as Andy Murray one day.
I wish I could be like him. And he's a good role model to look at to get his shots and everything.
Andy Murray and Roger Federer have, like, inspired me to play tennis.
Head coach Jane Rushby thinks Murray's wins over the summer have boosted numbers.
Since the Olympics and Andy Murray won the US Open, we've been having terrific turnouts. In the mini group, we're up to about 20 children. I just think, particularly when British players do well, I think it becomes possible for people to feel that they can play. You often expect to see lots more people join the Wimbledon fortnight, but by now, that sort of enthusiasm has fallen off the face of the earth and it's back down to the few dwindling numbers.
Can we just finish that rally, girls?
Some have come for the first time to this club and others returning to improve their game. And among them, some potential Murrays, like 8-year-old Sam Butler.
I enjoy it. It's my hobby, really.
Sam's dad, Roger, says he hopes that Sam will play to county level and beyond, but admits it's not just about buying a good racket and turning up on Saturday mornings in the rain.
With some good coaching, I think it's an incredible amount of hard work and very expensive to put them through all the competitions that they need to play in. At the moment, we're sticking to kind of local competitions, but if he was to progress to county level, then it would involve travelling all over the country.
And that could be every weekend?
Every weekend, yeah.
Are you looking at spending hundreds?
Oh, hundreds, thousands, yeah. I think we'll have to make some sacrifices. We've already made some anyway.
Like what?
Less takeaways at the weekend. No, I'm only kidding. But it is a big commitment, and you have to look at how much money it's going to cost.
Our trophy of the week today, I'm going to go straight along to say that it's Harry.
Well, today's Andy Murray was Harry, and last week's trophy went to Sam. So remember those names.
Sam, would you like to hand it over? All right, so over you come, Harry. Come and receive it from last week's Prayer of the Week.
That's head coach.
Thank you.
There you go, Jane Rushby.
So we'll see you all next week.
Just going to stop in a minute. Thank you, Jane. Head coach Jane Rushby from Church Broughton Tennis Club, ending that report by BBC Radio Derby's Pamela Gupta, and well done to the Player of the Week, Harry, as well. I was just talking about what happens when you pay off your mortgage.